Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to see you this morning. Appreciate your presence here so that we can worship God together. A couple of quick announcements. Do not forget about this coming Sunday night. There is a Summer Youth Series kickoff that will be at the Roofoot Youth Camp. That begins at 5 o'clock. We will be leaving from the building at 3:45. If you are wanting to go, and especially if you need a ride, if you'll sign up, there's a sign-up sheet out in the foyer. I know I've still got a couple spots that people in my vehicle that people can ride in. And so we'd love to have a large group go out there. We're going to have a singing, and there'll be a short devotional. There'll be food after that. And so that is next Sunday night beginning at 5 o'clock. And so all of our young people that are interested in that, I hope you'll make plans to come and to be with us for that. Also, a quick note about camp, because we're like 3 weeks out, y'all. It is rapidly approaching. First off, as always, camp dress code is shorts that come to the knee or as close to the knee as possible. I realize some of you, especially that are tall, that can be a little difficult, and Andy leaves a little bit of leeway there, but it can get closer to your knee than your thigh, all right? And so make a note of that. As it also says in the application, yoga pants are not camp pants. And so I'll leave my yoga pants at home, and y'all can leave y'all's at home as well. And then one final thing, we have a banquet every year on Thursday night, and there's always a theme to that. And I forget some years to remind you of the theme. My wonderful wife reminded me of the theme this morning, and so I'm reminding you, it's Christmas in June. And so Christmas sweaters, which I'll have mine on just long enough to take a picture because it's hot. But if you have Christmas attire, that's what the theme of the banquet will be. And so you can bring that with you so that you can dress up for the banquet. Obviously, you should begin with this statement. Happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers. Thankful for what you do and for who you are. You know, as we look at the topic of mothers, there are a lot of different passages in Scripture that we could go to. But probably the most recognized one is found in the book of Proverbs. In Proverbs chapter 31. In Proverbs 31, we read about a virtuous mother. You know, as we look at the idea of Mother's Day, while the Bible does not authorize any specific religious holy day to honor mothers, there's certainly nothing wrong with doing so. In fact, the Bible commands such. In Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12, as the Ten Commandments are being handed down, one of them was to honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. That commandment was repeated by Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 16. And then, of course, we see it coming into the New Testament in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 2. And so it's right, it's proper, it's important to honor our mothers. A second thing that I wanted to mention quickly was, you know, one does not have to give birth to children to be a mother. There are a lot of different ways an individual can be a mother. There are those who are foster parents, and certainly they are mothers. Those who are adoptive parents, and they are mothers as well. There are those who serve as mothers for individuals who maybe do not have one or no longer have one. There are those who have tried to conceive and maybe were unable. It is the fact that all of those categories serve in a motherly fashion many times. So today we honor our mothers. As we go to Proverbs chapter 31, we want to begin in verse 10. The Bible says, "An excellent wife, who can find? She is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and when he will have no lack of gain, she does him good and not harm all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. She puts her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle. She opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet. She makes bed coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. She delivers sashes to the merchant. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teachings of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done it excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates. As we look at the topic of mothers today, I want us to look at the word itself and notice seven things, one from each letter, from Proverbs 31, that a godly, a virtuous mother is. Number one, when we look at the M of mothers, we notice that her work is meaningful. Friends, a mother's work is meaningful. It's important. I want you to notice some of the words in the text. She does, she seeks, willingly works, provides, plants, girds, stretches, extends, makes, supplies. You get the picture, right? The virtuous woman is a woman engaged in meaningful work. She is, it's important. It's so meaningful, it's so important that the inspired writer says, an excellent wife who can find, she is far more precious than jewels. Her work is more important than more precious than jewels because it's meaningful work. Mothers, wives, you may have a job outside of the home, but never forget that your most important job, your most meaningful job, is that of wife and mother. A godly mother, a virtuous mother, she's meaningful. But also as we look at the O, we see the word others. A virtuous mother regularly thinks of others first. Several indications of that are given in the text. If you pick up in verse 12 again, she does him, her husband, good and not harm all the days of her life. She's thinking about her husband, not about herself. She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. What's she doing? She's caring for her family. She opens her hand to the poor, reaches out her hands to the needy. The virtuous mother, this woman here, she was not self-centered. It wasn't about her. It wasn't about what she wanted. She was concerned about the needs of her family. She was dedicated to caring for them. When you enter into a marriage relationship, you are in essence deciding, it's not about me anymore. It's not just about what I want anymore. And when you have children, you're certainly making the decision, it's not about me anymore. Whereas the time for that was before those I do's were said. It was before those children came into the world. Because once that happens, it's not just you anymore. Many mothers often do without so that others can have. They sacrifice, and they sacrifice of their very selves. They sacrifice their wants, their needs, for the benefit of the family. Indeed, the virtuous woman loved her neighbor as herself. It wasn't just that she took care of her family, but when she saw other needs of individuals out there that she was able to meet, she would help those individuals as well. A virtuous mother is meaningful. She puts others before herself. and she's also tireless. Note, by this word, I don't mean that she doesn't get tired. It's not what I'm saying. But that she is tired because of all that she strives to do. Verse 15, she rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maidens. Here, this virtuous mother, she's up before dawn because she recognizes there are things that she's got to get done. Verse 18, she perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. Still up after everyone else is asleep. She's tireless in her efforts to provide for her family. I know you've all heard the saying before, a man may work from sun to sun, but a mother's work is never done. She's tireless in her efforts. And any man here that has a virtuous woman in the home recognizes that fact, or at least should. A virtuous mother. She's meaningful. Her work's important. She put others before herself. She is tireless. And then number four. So we look at the word age. She is a homemaker. You know, anyone can buy a house. But it takes a wife, it takes a mother to make a house a home. I told you before, when I went to preaching school, I began in summer school. I started in June of 2005. Micah and I would be married in September of 2005. Y'all, if you came into my apartment prior to Micah coming into that apartment, there was nothing on the walls. There was very little furniture, which there wasn't a whole lot of furniture even after she came. But you walked in and it was obvious this was a guy living here by himself, okay? It wasn't until she came that that apartment became a home. You can read through the verses from Proverbs again, and that's what we see. We see a woman, a wife, a mother making a house a home. In Titus chapter 2, in verses 1 through 5, is Paul is writing to Titus. He's explaining to him some instructions that he should be giving the individuals there. And he says, "But as for you, teach what accords with sound doctrine. Older men are to be sober-minded, dignified, self-controlled, sound in faith and love and in steadfastness. Older women likewise are to be reverent in behavior, not slanderers or slaves to much wine. They are to teach what is good, and so train the young women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home." That's the word we're going to notice here in a moment. "Kind and submissive to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be reviled." That phrase in the ESV, "workers at home," the King James Version translates it, "keepers at home." The ASV, "workers at home," the New King James Version, "homemakers." And this idea of a homemaker, I realize it has come under fire over the past few decades. With the rise of the feminist movement, the idea of an individual who would stay home and take care of the home and the kids is just anathema. But you know, over the past few years, if you've paid attention, there's been a slight shift in that mentality. A slight shift where people are starting to recognize once again the value of that role and the importance of that role. You think how valuable it is. You think about all the different roles that that individual can meet. A private chef, house cleaner, child care, driver, laundry service, lawn maintenance. On and on the list can go of all the different roles that the virtuous mother fills. And you can spend all morning right here looking at the value, looking at the importance of all those things. But above all of those things is the love and the care that are shown to her children. This is an important, it's a demanding job. But it's a needed job. And once again, as we said earlier, we're not saying that a woman cannot work outside the home. That's not the point of what I'm saying. But I do want to stress the importance of this role. Because it's a role that God has given her. A godly mother, her work is meaningful. She puts others before herself. She is tireless. She is a homemaker. And then number five, the E. She is an example. The godly influence of a virtuous mother can never be overemphasized. In fact, there are those who are here this morning as a testimony to that fact of the influence of a mother. The example of a mother is extremely powerful. One of the most powerful examples in the world. As parents, we're commanded to teach our children. But what if we teach and don't do? We have to back up that teaching with our actions, right? Look at the text, verse 26 and 27. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Notice she speaks, but also it says she watches over the ways, the actions of her household. Surely if she's watching how they act, then she's setting the right example before them of how to act. Otherwise, she would be the hypocritical woman, not the virtuous woman. It's been said that the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. That quote is in reference to the influence of a mother. Indeed, the example of a virtuous mother can have a far-reaching impact on the lives of those around her. A virtuous mother's, her work is meaningful. She puts others before herself. She's tireless, a homemaker. She is an example. Number R, she will be rewarded. The letter R, we see she will be rewarded. Not something here that she is, but something that's done for her. And I'm not talking about the jewelry or the cards, the flowers, the breakfast in bed, taking out to lunch. I'm not talking about any of those things. Those things are good. They're great. But here we're talking about a much better reward. Notice the text. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellent, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates. Let me charge all of us to do something. Don't let Mother's Day, and the same could be said for Father's Day as well, don't let it be one day a year. Children, husbands, if you have a virtuous mother, a mother who does these things that we're talking about, be thankful. Express that appreciation to her. Lend a hand to lighten the load that she carries. They do so much and deserve to be recognized for that fact. A virtuous mother, her work is meaningful. She puts others before herself. She's tireless. A homemaker, an example, she will be rewarded. And then finally the S in the word mothers. She is indeed special. This is really the culmination of all that we've looked at thus far. And it echoes all the way back to the first verse of our text, verse 10. An excellent woman, who can find? She is far more precious than jewels. You know, jewels in the ancient world, they were rare. And as such, they were very valuable. And the inspired writer here tells us that if we have a godly mother, a godly wife, then we have something that is far more rare and far more special. Thank God for her. Thank her. And never forget how truly special she is. So for those mothers still living, how do we honor them? We say thank you. Let them know that you appreciate their investment in you. Say I love you while you still can. I know that there are those who you no longer have that opportunity. Tell them of your favorite memories. Help them when they need it. And live your life in such a way that it brings honor to them. You know, one of the greatest blessings for a godly mother is for her children, for her grandchildren, to live faithful Christian lives. Maybe you need to begin living that life that honors her this morning by becoming a Christian, by believing in Jesus and turning from sin, confessing that belief and being immersed in water for the forgiveness of your sins. Or maybe you've done that, but you have sin in your life. There is nothing more heart-wrenching for a godly mother than to see her children living a life apart from God. But friend, you can correct that this morning. You can turn back to the one who loved you so much that he sent his son. Turn back to a son who loved you so much that he gave his life. Will you live your life for them? You make heaven your home. Friend, if you need to come, come right now as we stand and sing.